Then you have in verse 22, the blessing of Jehovah, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. This is something that we need to remember. Those that live in pleasures, they think that they are living it up. The jet set think they're living it up. But the closer they get to the end of life, life becomes actually unbearable. I saw pictures on TV of a banquet that was put on. It was a political affair, but those that were there were the rich. And they were there, of course, for a purpose. Both parties are, you know, they after the rich to support it. There wasn't a happy face in that crowd. The camera panned the entire audience. And I thought, my, here they are at a banquet, and jokes are being told, but there's not a happy face in the crowd. The thing is, I think Christians, by their indifference to moral and doctrinal wrong, and by being lax in their way of living, that they're missing a great deal today. The blessing of Jehovah, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow to it at all. What a picture. And then verse 23 is another advice to a young man, by the way. It is a sport to a fool to do mischief, but a man of understanding hath wisdom. What good advice to a young man. And then verse 24, the fear of the wicked, it shall come upon him, but the desire of the righteous shall be granted. Verse 26, as vinegar to the teeth and as smoke to the eyes, so is the sluggard to them that send it. You ever send a lazy boy on an errand, and then you stand first on one foot and the other waiting for him? And that's just like getting vinegar in your teeth or get smoke in your eyes. And we have here, verse 27, the fear of the Lord prolongeth days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened. That was certainly true in the Old Testament. God promised long days to those that obeyed him. And somebody says, well, doesn't he promise that today? No, he promises us eternal life. That, by the way, is a little better quality of life as well as quantity. And verse 30, the righteous shall never be removed, but the wicked shall not inhabit the earth. You want to look at history with that in view? All of the great kingdoms, the kings and captains have departed, and they've disappeared. The Caesars, the Napoleons, the Alexanders, the great, the Pharaohs, they're all gone. The righteous shall never be removed, but the wicked shall not inhabit the earth. And neither will communism prevail. And the very interesting thing is, neither will democracy. Because God has a form of government that is a monarchy. And dictatorship, there'll be no dictatorship like the ruling of Jesus Christ over this earth.